Has Stormont fallen victim to a middle class revolt? Well, the row about alleged sectarianism among golf club members, it keeps rumbling on. That was some story earlier in the week, wasn't it? The two Stormont politicians who pointed the finger at middle class golfers have now been issued with apologies. The DUP minister, they have now issued apologies, sorry. The DUP minister, Jonathan Bell, and his Sinn Féin counterpart, Martina Anderson, had been under fire from political rivals and golf lovers. But were their apologies really necessary? Were the remarks about sectarianism in the ranks of golf clubs just offensive? Well, praise for the ministers has come from Michael Culbert, a former Republican prisoner who was at the conference where their golf remarks were made. He's on the line with us. Morning to you, Michael. What's your take on this?
Much to do about nothing, I would suggest. I think the comments made by both Jonathan and Martina, taken in their entirety, were very, very positive.
Yeah, what we should actually do, Michael, of course, is just remind ourselves what Jonathan Bell and Martina Anderson actually said.
Go ahead.
Many communities may not paint their curbstones or put out flags, but scratch the surface and you find the prejudice and the hate, whispered behind closed doors or joked about in golf clubs or over dinner parties. Now, the challenge of decades of prejudice is one for all of us. We can try to hide it by painting over murals, by putting away flags, but it exists all the same.
There's attitudes among middle-class society here in the North, in the golf clubs that Jonathan referred to, and elsewhere, talked about behind closed doors. The unspoken and hidden sectarian comments that we may not hear about, but that is doing absolute fundamental damage to our society.
And you're trying to stand over that, Michael Culbert, are you?
I'll tell you what, the way I look at it. One of the major issues on the media, I mean, for decades here, has been the emphasis on sectarianism here. Okay? So, my view on it is that, yes, sectarianism is a problem here. It's a major problem, but I don't perceive it as a core problem. Now, all I thought that they were saying, and there was general agreement in the body of the hall with what they were saying was correct, that the implication that sectarianism is the grassroots working class issue, i.e. violent acts, isn't the correct analysis of what sectarianism is, means, and what the, and then, therefore, how do we go about resolving issues of sectarianism? If you have a wrong identification of a problem, then you're not going to resolve it.
You just said there that sectarianism isn't a core issue.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So these peace walls that we have in Northern Ireland...
I'm not saying it's not a major problem. I'm saying that, from my perspective, it's not a core problem. Now, it's the outworkings of many issues, and I don't think we would have all day to go into it. But what I would point out here is, to me, it's basically the other side of the coin as racism, which is tackled in many societies. It is a problem, and it must be tackled. It must be tackled correctly. But if it's not identification of what the component parts of it is, then it'll not be tackled.
Well, let's
Martina, hold on a second. Martina did refer specifically to attitudes. Okay? Now, if attitudes are aligned to actions, then we've made the problems. And in many cases, attitudes, words, can be very...
But Michael, it's more structural than that in Northern Ireland, is it not? You know, a lot of our kids, they don't go to the same schools.
And who made
Protestant that decision? Protestant kid goes to Protestant school. Catholic kid goes to Catholic schools. A lot of our communities are defined in a part of their life by the fact that they are either Protestant or Catholic.
I'm with you there.
People don't live with other people because they're of a different religion.
Yes. Well, not quite so. But I understand what
you
you're
mean
talking
not
about.
Quite
what you're
so.
Talking about there really is the working class don't live together. Okay? So we'll just set that one aside here. But I do agree with you. But who initially made the decisions here about those structures in our society? I mean, I never made a decision about schooling and the structure of schooling. I imagine most people in this society didn't, but somebody did.
You can back into the past.
No. We must learn from the past. Well, I don't want to live in the past.
Sure, Michael. Of course, we can learn from the past and all that kind of stuff. But
you referred correctly to the structures, and I agree with you. The structures aren't quite right. Neither have been major moves over the past recent decades.
But surely the more interesting conversation between you and I should be what needs to happen in the future.
Yes.
So, you know, as we were saying last night on the TV, and we've been saying many times, where is this shared future document? 2 years of a delay now, not delivered by Stormont. You know, we're in the farcical situation now where they're all blaming each other for why there's a delay. You've got the DUP blaming the Alliance Party for not turning up. You've got the Alliance Party saying, we do turn up. And meanwhile, there is no plan on paper for the last 2 years. 2 years of a delay for how our children might live together, for how our children might be educated together.
Okay. If I could just take you just back a little second here. No, just from my perspective, I really am on here. I was mobilised or motivated, should I say, having been at the conference and then listened to, I think it was your programme on the day after it, where we had quite a lot of people on, taking the literal interpretation that Martina and Jonathan Bell were attacking the golf clubs. My perspective was that they were highlighting to the middle class and about the middle class, you are the decision makers, you are the quite powerful people in our society, and you have exempted yourself from responsibilities here. Now, I think they're correct. That's just my view. I'm not saying I am definitely correct, but that is my view. Now, see if we looked at other communities and societies which came out of conflict, I would point you, everybody can quote South Africa, but I don't know if people are really aware of it. But when they were having their inquiries into what went on in South Africa, judges, academia, media, school teachers, they were brought forward and asked, why did you not say something about something which you knew was wrong? Why did you not speak out? And I think that's fair enough. Now, those people maybe quite honestly thought, I wasn't proactive in being discriminatory or taking any action, but by their silences when they knew better. And I think that's what Jonathan Bell and Martina Anderson were highlighting.
Martina Anderson and Jonathan Bell have apologised for what they said.
Well, I couldn't be absolutely correct, but I think what they apologised for was indicating that the issue lies in golf clubs, and I wouldn't suggest it lies in golf clubs per se. But is it possible that there are people in golf clubs or within the middle or upper classes who hold views which would be anti people because of those people's religions? Maybe. But can you say it doesn't?
How far away do you think we are from those peace walls coming down?
Personally,
you're
speaking,
a former Republican prisoner, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Hard to find, I think. If I lived in that area where there is a peace wall, I probably would have a residue of fear from the days of shooting and kidnappings and awful things, right? Probably. Those people need to be convinced that those days are gone. What we have nowadays, mostly at those situations, is almost recreational rioting between groups of young people from different sectors of our society. Now, we need to work on that, and in the Ardoyne, and in the Adam Road, and in other areas, and in the Short Strand, a lot of people are doing the grassroots work with those people.
But you know what, Michael? But while there is a void from the politicians in Stormont, so while there is literally nothing, as in no document.
A document's produced tomorrow.
Yeah, but let me finish my point.
Yeah.
What signal does that send to every generation in Northern Ireland? The very fact that the politicians, it is not so far up their list of priorities. It is not so important to them, or they cannot deliver it. There is no message of intent, therefore, from the politicians. There is a blank piece of paper. And they promised it years ago, and they did not deliver it. Now, and then I'll shut up in a second, Michael. Yeah. But if you think of what they have been able to do, so you have old enemies. You have Peter Robinson able to actually sit down and work and have a working relationship with Martin McGuinness, a former IRA commander. So he can sit and he can, you know, the DUP and Sinn Féin, people thought they would never see it in their lifetime. They wouldn't even sit in a TV studio together a couple of years ago, and they're now working hand in glove together.
Yeah.
And yet they cannot come up with a piece of paper to say to our next generation and us 30, 40 and 50 year olds in this country, here's our plan. They can't come up with it. Now, what type of intent does that show?
Well, here's my perspective. I see what you see, but I interpret it differently. I see their actions as being far more important than the document or their words, okay? They do work together. And when you see when, like, if Jonathan Bell came out and came out very, very strongly and talking about relationships here in this community requiring equality of opportunity for all. I'm pretty glad at that. I clap at that because that's, to me, very good stuff. There's a quote. He can be held to account for it. He also referred to cherishing difference between people. Okay. Now, to me, that's progressive. And I think that the people who hear the like of Jonathan Bell or see Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson doing their work together. And if I could just mention it here to you too. In many, many areas, people who have been imprisoned, loyalists, Republicans, are working very closely with the youth of our areas. Okay? And what we're working to do is to spread the gospel that the physical acts of violence don't work. Physical acts of violence have been going on for basically centuries here. Now, what we have promoted here at our level and then at the politicians at their level is the demonstration of working together, that communities can come together